USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police in El Paso, Texas, say they think a deadly mass shooting at a shopping complex was carried out by a single gunman. He's identified as Patrick Crucius, who's in custody. At least 19 people were killed. Police Sergeant Robert Gomez says the shopping center was jammed with back-to-school shoppers.
The estimates of the shoppers at Walmart were between 1 and 3,000 with 100 employees present. It is back-to-school, and the Walmart was at capacity when the shootings occurred.
Democratic presidential contender Beto O'Rourke used to represent El Paso in Congress.
A lot of injury, a lot of suffering in El Paso right now. I'm incredibly saddened, and it is very hard to think about this.
President Trump has been briefed on the shooting and promises federal help. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So, yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Part of a cliff along a San Diego area beach came loose and crashed down on Friday, and there were some fatalities. KCAL TV's Jake Reiner was there.
The city of Encinitas reporting now that three people are dead now. And with the tide rising, lifeguards have stopped their search for more additional victims underneath the rubble, although they do believe that no one else is down there. San Diego County authorities say one woman was killed instantly at the scene. Hours later, the city of Encinitas is reporting that two of the three people taken to the hospital also died.
Police in the Northern California town of Gilroy now say they've discovered the gunman who killed three people at the Gilroy Garlic Festival turned his gun on himself after being shot multiple times by responding officers. President Trump is again looking for a new national intelligence director. He says Congressman John Ratcliffe has decided to not pursue the position. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Vice President Mike Pence is bragging about the latest job numbers. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
Shortly after a good July jobs report was released by the government Friday morning, Vice President Pence was speaking in Atlanta, saying the economy is booming.
Since Election Day 2016, businesses large and small across America have created 6.2 million new jobs.
The July report showing the economy added 164,000 jobs, about 10,000 more than economists were expecting. The jobless rate unchanged at 3.7%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump signed budget legislation which suspends the debt ceiling for 2 years on Friday afternoon. The Senate passed the deal, which was cut between the White House and Democratic congressional leaders on Thursday. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Many Republicans are expressing concern over the budget deal that the president signed on Friday, including Republican Senator Mike Braun from Indiana.
I'm just hoping, been here 7 months now, that when we win in November of 2020, we remember the roots of what conservatism is about, and that's not running trillion-dollar deficits.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the two-year spending deal does push the possibility of any big spending disputes past the 2020 election.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.